Penguin Audio presents Dream More, Celebrate the Dreamer in You, written and read by me, Dolly Parton. Dedication. I dedicate this book to all of the people who've helped me with my imagination library and believe as I do that reading is the fuel for a child's imagination. I especially want to thank and acknowledge David Dotson for his leadership of my Dollywood Foundation and Imagination Library and for spreading my dreams for children across America, Canada, and the United Kingdom. Finally, this book is for my daddy, who never learned to read and write. He paid a dear price for that and inspired me to not let it happen to others. Preface. I refuse to settle for something less than great, and if it takes a lifetime, well, that's how long I'll wait, 'cause all I want is everything. Is that too much to ask? I peeked through the black curtain to see the audience just the way I'd done 1,000 times before. No matter how many times you appear in front of an audience, there is a compulsive need to just see what they look like before you jump out on stage. After all these years, I know that every audience is different, but they're always familiar, too, as many of my great fans and folks who've followed my career since the early days will be there. But this audience was different, remarkably different. There were nearly 10,000 of them, and almost all of them in their early 20s. This was the University of Tennessee's graduating class, and the university had invited me to give the commencement speech. The trustees also planned to bestow an honorary doctorate on me at the end of the ceremony. I was about to become Dr. Dolly. As I looked out at all those young, energetic faces, I couldn't help but drift into a realm of wonder. I wondered if my husband, Carl Dean, and I had a baby girl, whether she would have graduated from here. What would her dreams be? A singer? A model? A businesswoman? What would she look like? Blonde? Full-figured? Skinny? Fat? Would we have been good parents with my being on the road all of the time? How would Carl have handled all of that? What about a boy? A Dolly Parton boy? Oh, I can't imagine. A tall, dark, handsome fellow like his dad, or a drag queen? Oh, my stars. Then suddenly the reality hit me. I had accepted an invitation to give a speech in less than 30 minutes that was to inspire young people when their parents and teachers had over 20 years to influence them. Whatever made me think I could do this? Over the years, I've talked with lots of groups of kids. I've always known I could relate to them, but this wasn't the same. This wasn't about relating or entertaining. This was about whether I had the ability to say something that might make a difference in their futures. I had spent hours preparing my speech, but would the jokes and thoughts that I had about what was important to say mean anything to these college graduates on this day? I glanced up from the back of the stage, and there was Chancellor Jimmy Cheek of the University of Tennessee and Governor Phil Bredesen, who had become a very good friend of mine during his administration. Both of them were going to speak before me. Such respected and educated public speakers would surely say all the right things, and if they said all the right things, what would be left for me to say? Would my speech just be redundant? Oh, please, Lord, I have to quit this second-guessing. I will just have to go out there and speak from my heart and just tell everybody some things I've learned from all of my years of experience. Surely there must be a gem or two in my own life that will benefit some of them. During the ceremony, it turned out that other people had a lot to say. As I stood in the wings waiting to go on stage, I thought the academic speeches would never end. But when the governor finally introduced me, he said such nice things about how he and others were inspired by some of the things that I had done that his words gave me the focus that I needed. I realized I should just share some of my inner self with those kids. There were parents and teachers in the audience, but mostly students, and when I hit the stage, they all sprang to their feet. What a warm welcome and what a relief. I can...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?